This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here, the number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the fact, and it is a proven fact, long-standing in the U.S. government gangs court system, that the police and other government agencies have no obligation to provide you with any of their so-called services. They certainly do not have to protect you in any way, shape, or form.
But you have to pay for the services you don't receive.
That's right. Yeah, and that includes the poor folks down there in Texas who are mourning the loss of, I think, 19 is the number now, children, elementary school children, that they were prohibited from going into that school building. They were tackled and tased for trying to go and simply rescue or attempt to rescue their kids. And they likely would have been successful, as you pointed out in the last hour, nobody, if a handful of guys rushed this kid, this 18-year-old who was doing the shooting, it would have been over.
And again, I think it's important to point out that there were apparently police officers who rescued their own kids,
yes.
And there was at least apparently one parent who was able to rescue their kids by sneaking around the cops.
Mm-hmm.
So
the cops,
but the cops were there diligently protecting the gunman from the parent.
Right. Waiting for apparently approximately 90 minutes. About 45 of those minutes, they were inside the school hallways just waiting.
And, of course, the Democrat solution is make sure those parents don't have guns so they can't shoot the cops and then go in and shoot the gunman.
I have to wonder how many of those parents who attempted to save their kids are, they're blaming themselves now, for not having done more.
Well, what more could they have done? I mean,
I don't know, but,
if they had guns, they could have shot the cops and then shot the gunman.
Now, I'm always a person who speaks against violence here on the show, but in that case, wouldn't they have been justified in that the police were effectively ensuring their children were being killed?
They were using violence to stop the parents from going to save their own kid. Yes.
Yeah, the police were on the wrong side of history. They were protecting the gunman from the parents.
Let's go to Stephen. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, y'all, thank you for letting me on. I want to just point from that. Y'all have failed to report one very key part of this story that I think needs to be addressed. The two officers did go in. They did go in. And they got their kids and they left.
Yeah, well, no, we did mention
that.
At least one of those officers, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did mention it?
Yeah.
So here's my question. If you go in and get your kid, why don't you get the entire class?
Well, they didn't go into that room, I suspect, because otherwise they would have had a shootout on their hands. So there was more than one classroom.
Still, what I'm saying is they went into a classroom, got a child, they walked out. Why did they not evacuate that one child's entire class at that one time?
That's a very good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share, Steve?
How is it that the perimeter they made was not able to be breached except for by the officer's wife to pick up the officer's kid?
Well, I mean, that's obvious. She's the officer's wife, so she's got the special blue flag or whatever. She's got the officer's privilege.
She took all those beatings for a reason.
Oh, wow. So nobody is referencing the fact that a large percentage of
domestic violence.
40%.
Yeah, 40%
four
of
times more than the general
spouses of police officers beat their wives.
The police flag is black and blue, just like 40% of their wives.
I mean, that makes sense. If you're going to beat up on civilians, you got to practice somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Stephen. The number here is 603-283-6160. We're sharing a story here from Foundation for Economic Education that summarizes what we've been saying for years, which is that the police have no obligation to protect you. And again, don't take our word for it. Do your own research. Search online for No Obligation to Protect, and you will find case after case.
Yep.
According to Fee, a Massachusetts, so it's not just at the U.S. level, it's also at the state level. Massachusetts statute spells out the rule, the government has no legal duty, quote, to provide adequate police protection, prevent the commission of crimes, investigate, detect, or solve crimes, identify or apprehend criminals or suspects, arrest or detain suspects, or enforce any law. That's a quote.
And you know what else is interesting is you have no ability without the cooperation of the government to
do any of those things.
Right. Either. So if the government doesn't want to, you know, pursue a case, they don't have to, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And they will throw you in prison if you go after them.
You can hand them evidence on a silver platter. And they still have no obligation to do anything about it.
James Davidson had been abusing and harassing his wife, Catherine Ford, after their separation. Catherine got a court order against James to stop his misconduct. Grafton police knew about James and told her that they couldn't provide protection around the clock. One officer, frankly, advised her to buy a gun. I believe this is Grafton, Massachusetts. Buy a gun, because the only way to deal with violence is violence, he said. Catherine didn't take that advice. Over the next 15 months, James continued to harass and stalk her, and he repeatedly threatened to kill her and her family. James terrorized Catherine and her family at their homes. He attacked her at her workplace. James's own psychiatrist warned Catherine that James had plans to kill her. Despite all of his vicious and unlawful behavior, the police never arrested James for violating the court order. And normally these guys will arrest you with a drop of a hat for violating a court order.
She should have told the cops he was smoking weed, then they would have gone after him.
James issued his final death threat on January 16th, 1986. Catherine reported the threat to the police. At about 6 o'clock the next evening, James started kicking down her back door. When she ran out the front door, James spotted her and chased her, even as she charged through moving traffic on the street. She pounded on a neighbor's door, but no one would let her inside. As she ran to the next house, James caught her.
How could somebody see that and not help?
Oh, maybe they just saw somebody pounding on the door, not necessarily the person who was chasing them.
Maybe they weren't home.
Yeah.
As she ran to the next house, James caught her and shot her 3 times in the face and neck, then shot himself. Miraculously, she survived but was totally paralyzed for life. She then sued the town of Grafton for failing to protect her. Her lawyers argued the police owed a legal duty to stop James, and thus, because after all, there was a court order on him, right? Which would have been an unusual circumstance as far as the police are concerned.
Maybe there's an exception for that.
And thus, the police owed a duty to protect her. A Massachusetts statute required the police to arrest James for his repeated violations of the court order, but the police had failed to do any such thing. The Massachusetts court, in the case of Ford versus Town of Grafton, held the city was not liable. The court order that was supposed to restrain James and protect Catherine did not amount to, quote, an assurance of safety or assistance, unquote, from the police department.
They had an opportunity to at least carve out an exception here, and they didn't.
Nope.
It's, you know, it's
because they're protecting the police.
Yeah, it blows me away every single time, you know, we hear about these stories, because it's always the same thing.
It's always the government ruling on the government's behavior. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the government always thinks that the government is right.
Right. Is it clear yet who is being protected and served? Because it's not you. It's not this lady. In this case, it actually was the killer. Yeah. I mean, he was basically being protected because the police didn't do jack diddly.
Yeah. If she'd gone after him, they probably would have arrested her.
According to the court, when police advised Catherine to get a gun for protection, that was a warning to her. The police were unable to assure her safety or protect her. Because she got no assurances of safety from the police, she had no legal right to rely on the police to protect her. Case dismissed.
You know the funny thing about that story is the cops were right when they told her to get a gun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Somebody actually told her the truth.
Yeah.
Get a gun and defend yourself, because we don't care.
Of course, how easy is it to get a gun in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Now, maybe it was a little easier in 1986 than it is today, but it's hard as hell today.
I think it was actually harder. The gun control, there's less gun control today than there was.
Really?
Actually, because a lot of states have instituted constitutional carry.
Not Massachusetts.
Yeah, not
Massachusetts.
I mean, remember when you went down, when you were legally able to carry a gun and you had a revolver in Massachusetts? They took that from you and charged you with a felony.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know New York, it's almost impossible.
And it was a legally owned gun on your part.
Oh, yeah.
It's just you're from New Hampshire, and the rules are a lot stricter in places like Massachusetts. You just can't just walk in and get a gun in a place like Massachusetts. So she would have had to have just left.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're talking about the situation that, of course, recently developed in Texas where parents were prohibited from trying to go and rescue their children, being forced forced to rely on the so-called protection of the government. Those kids were slaughtered for 90 minutes until the police finally, in one case of a Customs and Border Patrol agent and his men, apparently went in there and took the guy out after the cops waited in the hallway for 45 minutes before doing anything at all. If you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us. Also, you know what? I like a good snack from time to time. I think a lot of people do. And we are happy to bring on a new sponsor here, Truth Smacks. Suzanne, who's a former English teacher and a longtime truth seeker, started her own trail mix brand. She makes it, bags it, and seals it herself in a commercial kitchen in Naples, Florida. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. So this is not only a tasty snack, but it's also an outreach project. Because anybody, you know, you buy a bunch of bags of Truth Smacks and give them away. And then hopefully they're going to read the awesome liberty-oriented, freedom-oriented quotes that are on the backsides of the bags. The flavors are just the standard original flavor or the peppermint-infused version. And you can get them in two different sizes. Did you have some of those when we had them earlier in the studio? Nobody?
Yeah. I think I did. Yeah.
It's really excellent stuff. They're made with raw, unadulterated ingredients, no artificial crap, food as nature intended. I really love the Truth Smacks. You can go to truthsmacks.com/shop and spread the truth one delicious morsel at a time. It's truthsmacks.com/shop. So we are talking about the truth tonight when it comes to the police. And the truth is, the police are under no obligation to protect you. And they never have been, at least not in our lifetimes. The story here that we're sharing is from the Foundation for Economic Education, because all you have to do is search for no obligation to protect. That's the key legal phrasing when it comes to these various different court cases that have come up over the years. And they gave us the example of the District of Columbia case. What was it? Warren, I think it was. Warren versus District of Columbia, where women were being raped and attacked in a home, and the police did nothing about it. And the women sued, and the courts said, nah, we don't owe you anything. We don't have to do anything to protect you. And then another example in Massachusetts, where a woman was being threatened by a man, threatening her life on multiple occasions, even though there was a police court order against him. She was murdered, or sorry, not murdered. She was crippled for life by this man in an attempted murder. Wherein he took his own life, and then she sued after that.
Which is worse. I would much rather be dead than spend the rest of my life lying in a bed.
And then she sued after being crippled for life, and the court clearly said that the government had no obligation to stop him. She should have done something herself, the government told her.
When she was done paying her taxes.
Yeah. The two cases are not legal oddities, though. A general rule of law in the United States is that government owes a duty to protect the public in general, but owes no legal duty to protect any particular person from criminal attack. Well,
how can you protect the public without protecting any of the people?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to... Make up the public.
Right, like, what does that actually mean? Because when it comes down
to... It means nothing.
Yeah.
I think I know what they mean. I think what they're trying to say here is... The tickets that they issue, you know, for, you know, minor violations, that's the job of the police. That's how they supposedly protect you.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
fundraising.
It's by effectively punishing, you know, punishing people. Somehow that's protecting you.
Yeah, but that's fundraising. We know what that really is.
I mean, sure, it is fundraising, but that's what they consider protection.
And when it comes to the public, I have advocated for years that that is simply code for government. Whenever you hear people in the state, people, whether they be state reps or you know, city councilors or police chiefs or whatever, whenever you hear them talking about the public this, the public that, just in your mind, substitute the government for the words the public, and the things they start to, the things they're saying will start to make sense, because they obviously have no obligation to protect you, and if they don't have an obligation to protect you as an individual, they certainly don't have a room to protect the four or the three of us as individuals. Mm-hmm. So at what point do individuals become the public? And the answer is they don't. Because if there was
when they get elected to office.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, when they become politicians.
Oh, yeah, no, I see.
Then they become part of the protected class.
Correct. Right, and that's ultimately who the police are there to protect. They're there to protect the politicians. They're there to protect the elites.
It's interesting how they target, you know, I don't mean that when I say the public right now, I don't mean the government. I mean, like, us. They target us. You know, with, you know, all sorts of, you know, penalties for all sorts of ridiculous mm-hmm. things. Half the time you're not even violating whatever it is, you know, rule or whatever. They're literally targeting you. They're targeting me. They're targeting you. Mm-hmm. And they're protecting themselves.
Yes.
And they're taking money from you.
They're protecting their revenue.
To pocket themselves.
They're protecting their system. And they will probably respond to calls to protect politicians' homes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the other thing
well,
to point
they
out,
definitely responded to Sununu,
Governor Sununu in New Hampshire.
They don't even just fine you and tax you to death. They even will steal from you outright with civil asset forfeiture.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, and boy, did they respond to Sununu. They didn't just send one or two cops. Mm-hmm. They literally sent dozens of police to his home.
Oh yeah.
And it didn't matter, and it won't matter, the fact that every single one of the New Hampshire 9, or sorry, the Newfields 9, the people that, well, 8 out of the 9 that have gone to trial for quote-unquote picketing outside of Sununu's house, they were ticketed for this, and there was one arrest. The guy that got arrested, all charges were found not guilty. And 8 out of the 9 who just received the picketing ticket, again, all of them were found not guilty. Only one has not yet gone to trial, and so there's no reason why he won't also be found not guilty. But those people were barred from going to his house under bail conditions. So,
and their rights were restricted thereafter.
Correct. They were
even though they weren't convicted.
That's right. And they won't get any kind of compensation for that. I guarantee you. Sununu will not have to pay them. The state will certainly not have to pay them. So at what point does a group of people become the quote-unquote public that the government has a supposed duty to protect them from things like this? The answer is, unless they work for the government, they never do. And here's more proof. If there was some sort of horrific attack on a city of, you know, a million people or more, right? Let's say there's a suitcase nuke that gets set off in New York City.
Well, New York City?
Do the family members of the people who died in the suitcase nuke have the ability to sue and claim any kind of restitution from the government for not protecting New York City? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have the same exact excuse.
Yep.
Even though they're supposedly there to protect the public. They have no such duty. And remember, the definition of a citizen is, do you guys know?
A person who owes a duty of allegiance.
Yeah.
Or a responsibility for allegiance for in response to a duty to protect.
That's correct. But they don't have a duty to protect you.
And so you don't have any responsibility to hold any allegiance for the monsters who run the system.
Which is more evidence that you're not a citizen. You are a subject, which is what they've been saying all along. That's the term they use for you. So believe them. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students allowed. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
If the 911 operators were aware that the children were alive in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News. Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez is urging the governor to call a special legislative session following Tuesday's elementary school massacre.
These people deserve to have their children's lives not have been lost in vain.
No word from the governor on that special session. The Fed Reserve is addressing the rumor regarding a digital dollar.
The vice chair of the Federal Reserve says no one should expect to see a digital dollar anytime soon. Lael Brainard made her first appearance before Congress this week since her recent swearing-in. Brainard told the House Financial Services Committee the Fed is still studying the issue and would not move without approval from the White House and Congress. That could add a lot of debate before an authorizing law could be passed and signed. Brainard said it could take up to 5 years to put in place the requisite security and design features. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join the show here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris was not feeling well, so he took the night off. So we wish him the best. Hope he gets better soon. So you're welcome to join us, though. We've been talking about the fact, the like incontrovertible at this point, decades-long ruled many a time by the Supreme Court and other state courts, fact that the government gang has no liability for not doing anything. So meaning that if the police do nothing in the case of, oh, I don't know, your children are being murdered in a schoolroom, and you sue them over it, you will have the case dismissed. It'll just get tossed right out on its butt, and then you can try to appeal and you'll fail because there have been, as I said, Supreme Court decisions over decades that have made it clear the government has no obligation to protect you. Now, they believe you're obligated to do everything they tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't jump through their hoops that they put up, if you don't pay their taxes they demand that you pay, if you don't follow their stupid regulations that they made up, well, then they will put you in a prison cell, and if you don't want to go to the prison cell, they'll kill you. That's how that works. But if they don't do something that you thought they had to do because, oh, I don't know, they've been driving around with to protect and serve on the side of police vehicles for some number of decades in some areas of the country. Some places they've taken that off, the police vehicles. They don't have any obligation. to do anything. They don't have to come to your
calls. No obligation to protect and no obligation to serve.
They don't have to speak to you. They don't have to come to the call if you call them. If they show up at the call and they shoot the wrong person, they're not liable for that. If they show up at the call and murder your dog, they're not liable for that. And if they show up at the call and kill your child, they're not liable for that either.
But you better pay your taxes.
Yep. If they fail to catch the real killer, if they fail to solve the crime that was done against you, even if there's plenty of evidence, they're not liable for any of those things. And the final thought here, it's not the end of the story, but the end of the story does go on. I will link to it over at social.freetalklive.com. It's a foundation for economic education. But the final point to make for this conversation is that neither the U.S. Constitution nor the federal civil rights laws require states to protect citizens from crime. As a federal appeals court bluntly put it, ordinary citizens have, quote, no constitutional right to be protected by the state against being murdered by criminals or madmen, unquote.
Or even by the state itself.
Indeed. So if it wasn't clear enough to you before this week, it should be crystal clear to you now. Of course, the most important question that you should be asking is, well, what do you do about it?
Stop paying your taxes.
That's one step. But, of course, if you're the only person that stops paying taxes in any given geographic area, they'll just cut your head off. Hmm. Put it up on a spike, figuratively, of course, for everyone to see. See, this is what happens when you don't pay taxes. They come after you. That's what they've been doing all along, is making examples of people like Wesley Snipes, for instance, or other, you know, celebrity types that have been targeted by the IRS over the years to scare people. But if you want to weigh in, you can join us.
The most effective terrorist gang in the world is your government.
603-283-6160. I would suggest the best thing you can do, if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're a libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, freedom-minded anarchist, is you got to come to New Hampshire and get together with other like-minded people. Then you might have a chance to have some sort of a peaceful tax revolt that could actually make an impact. Because if you do it alone, you're martyring yourself. If you do it with a group of people, it gets a lot harder. Because if they have to actually go around and throw multiple families into the street at the same time, it's going to be an ugly look for them. And it's a lot different if it were like a group of families than, say, you or me, nobody. If it's, you know, just a lone single guy who's refusing to pay taxes, then you look like a crazy. You know, oh, we'll throw him out of his house. He doesn't deserve it. But if it's 10 or 15 families, that would be a totally different story. But, of course, we're nowhere near that happening. Even though there's thousands of people who've moved here to New Hampshire, very few people do want to put their own property on the line.
Yeah. And frankly, that wouldn't be my first tactic, because basically the state gets the property.
That's true.
And so
gives it to their cronies.
Giving money to the state.
Yeah.
I think that compared to, you know, not paying property tax, I would say that voting, fighting back, showing up when the cops are misbehaving and letting them know to their face that they're misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Getting video.
Getting video, publicizing it. You know, I think that's a better idea.
Whatever the tactics are, having numbers makes a difference. And getting as many freedom-minded people to the same place is the only strategy that's actually having success. We say this, by the way, as the Libertarian Party nationally is arguing over bylaws and how to run a convention in Reno right now. I wish those folks the best of luck at making the Libertarian Party some sort of a relevant organization that actually sticks to principles in the future. But it hasn't been that organization for many years. And if they can fix it to that extent, that it might be a better recruiter for the ideas of liberty, then I support that, but I'm not going to get my hopes up too bad.
I think it's a good recruiter.
It was.
I think it, but, you know, most people, like, I still vote libertarian for lack of anything better, unless there's, like, an anarchist running as a Republican or a Democrat.
Which happens in
New Hampshire. And I'm grateful to the Libertarian Party for giving me the basics of, you know, and for first teaching me
early on
some of the ideas of liberty. But, you know, political parties are not the final answer, because governments are not the final answer. The final answer is, since the responsibility for your protection already falls on you, the government has no responsibility to protect you, well, then you should have the right to defend yourself. And you should have the right to defend yourself by any means necessary.
Let's go to your phone calls. David is in Tennessee, listening in Chattanooga. Go ahead, David.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I had some previous work knowledge on some of the subjects that we're talking about, and I just thought it might be interesting to some of your listeners. I think you all know the whole perspective to it, but sometimes you lean kind of heavy on one side or another, which we all do. The case you talked about with a lady being shot critically, injured by the person she was associated with, I just kind of always leaves the impression a little bit heavy-handedness against the cops when, yeah, I know you said there was a court order and all, but you all know as well as I do, unless that's a specific court order, a pickup, a detainment order on the individual, that's not going to protect anybody.
Mm-hmm. A court order, it's just a piece of paper.
It's just a piece of paper. And in a situation like that, you have to protect yourself. And if you get taken to court for manslaughter or whatever you have to do, well, those will be dismissed, and that's how it usually goes. But if the cops looking at a piece of paper that doesn't have a pickup by a judge or detainment, there's nothing they can do. You can't put a cop in everybody's house.
Well, there's something they can do. They could have arrested the guy for violating the court order.
Yeah, he was under a court order of protection, and he continued to threaten this woman. So they could have done that, but they didn't, and they're not obligated to. And that was the whole point of the story, is that they don't have to do anything for you.
Well, okay, now that's something I probably missed because I was out in the yard. But if he violated that order, though, now on some of those orders, though, still the violation has to be gone in front of a judge that he violated it, and then the judge has to issue a pickup order on that. So it's not always the police. Sometimes they can only deal with what's given to them from above.
Well, they didn't do anything.
It doesn't make them any less useless.
Yeah, hold on, David. Well, I don't know if you're driving at something, but if you want to.
A tool can only be used for the person directing it.
Well, the point is, they are not a tool that you get to direct. They do what they want to do. But if you want more, we'll bring it back here. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix, your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get the headlines from today all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. We're going to go back to your calls here. We still have David on the line calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And David, we were talking about the many stories that we've highlighted, a couple of them, but there have been a myriad of them over the years, where police have been called into a violent situation. They've done absolutely nothing in some cases. People sued over that.
Or in the case today, was the shooting today?
In Texas? No, it was 2 days ago, I think.
Okay, and the shooting two days ago, they actively defended the shooter against angry parents that were trying to get inside, tear them limb from limb with their bare hands if they had to.
David, you want to comment?
Yeah, like I was saying, I've got a little knowledge from past employment in the area, and I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that usually police, you know, they get sued, first one called, the guy right out there in the front line, but like you say, if a person violating an order of protection, a pickup order, a restraining order, whatever, they get a call, he's violated, okay, you got to find him. That's still, that piece of paper doesn't mean you're protected. So what I'm saying, if you feel threatened, like we've said, like you said, protect yourself. When the, you know, not as many police officers as people, and I understand people's frustration.
Of course, it would be a lot easier to protect ourselves if we had back all the money that we paid the government for protection that we didn't receive. Imagine this woman who got shot in the face by her ex-husband. Imagine if the government had given her back every dime she ever paid in taxes, since they weren't going to provide any service to her, and she was able to go out and hire someone to protect her.
Well, and then again, police officers don't control those funds. people.
Well, no, they don't control anything. They don't protect anybody. They don't serve anybody. So the question is, what are they good for?
Okay, well, the police serve the citizens and at the direction of the citizens.
Well, it seems to me they serve the politicians.
Whose responsibility is that? Okay, who elects the politicians, so whose responsibility is it?
Well, the politicians seem to rig their elections.
It's our responsibility.
How is it our responsibility that we are forced to play a game we don't want to play? Now, it may be your responsibility because you seem to support this system, but it's not my responsibility.
Who forces you to vote for one individual? You have freedom of choice. You need to go and
it doesn't matter if you vote or not. If you vote, you'll get one of the two monsters that they nominated. If you don't vote, you'll still get one of the monsters that they nominated. The problem is that you are forced to pay for their system.
I think you can sit back and complain and not change anything. There's always hope for change if you're not happy.
Well, there's hope for change if you... There's no hope for change inside the system because the system is rigged. As they put it in the Matrix, they are guarding all the doors and they are holding all the keys. Unless your children are behind one of those doors, in which case they have to wait to get a key.
Like I say, that's the responsibility. Y'all are hitting hard on the police. That's the responsibility level above the police. I worked as a policeman. There was no plants in my academy class or the people I worked with, and we didn't control funds, and we didn't control where we were directed. We didn't control passing laws. So that's the people.
So why should we be forced to pay your salary if you can't do anything?
You're a citizen. That's part of the public.
I'm a citizen. No, a citizen is defined as someone who owns a duty of allegiance in response for a duty of defense. You just said you can't defend us as cops. So why do we pay you? What do we pay for?
See, you're generalizing. We were talking about a specific incident, specific circumstances.
No, sir, you just said you're a citizen. You just said you're a citizen.
We're
to
all
us.
Citizens.
No, no, you're not. If you'd stop talking for a moment and listen to what nobody just said to you, maybe you would understand.
You're trying to bully me like other people you do.
No, that's what you do as a cop.
No, I'm not bullying.
That's what you guys do.
I'm being cordial with y'all.
That's because you're on the other end of a phone and you can't shoot somebody's dog.
Really? There you go. Now, who's starting this? You are.
Well, do you want to listen or do you just want to keep on yammering?
The reality is, you keep telling me that the police can't do anything, that the police can't defend you because they don't have the right paperwork.
That's not what
I want to know is what are we paying them for if they are unwilling or unable to provide us with the basic protection? Why are we forced to pay taxes?
You know your listeners are hearing this generalization you're making.
That was a question, sir.
In general...
We're talking about one specific...
No, we're talking in general now about the police, and he asked you a question about it.
When you say we can't protect you, I disagree with that blanket statement. Can we not agree to disagree on that? Why are you getting hateful and ugly?
I've never received any protection from the police.
How do you know?
What I've received
from... How do you know the police aren't patrolling your street when you were asleep and prevented someone from stealing stuff from your car? How do you know?
Well, I'll tell you what I know. I know they threw me in jail for a year over weed when I didn't hurt anybody. So how about if we just stop having mandatory taxes? How about if we stop having any corporation that can force you to pay for a product that you don't want and didn't receive?
Okay,
does that sound fair to you?
That's above a policeman's level. That's not my decision.
I can't decide. I can't answer your question. I'm not allowed to think.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you if it's above a policeman's level or not, but you are a person, right? Well, as a person,
then
do you think that we should be forced?
He can't listen if he's talking.
Yeah. I am listening.
No, you can't listen if you're talking. That's a general rule of life. If your words coming out your mouth, you can't listen.
Okay, go ahead.
So the question is, should any corporation have the power to force you to buy a product you don't want and then not provide the product that they're paying for? And if not, what is the moral justification for taxes?
If you're talking about a corporation, I agree with you. No, they can't make you buy something you don't want.
The government is just a corporation. It is a legal fiction.
We disagree there.
Well, then what is it? How is the government different from a corporation?
It's supposed to be run by rules and laws and made up of people, the citizens of this country elect, to positions of responsibility.
And it's up what responsibility? Sure what responsibility do they hold?
Because if you're not happy with your representation, you work to change it.
That didn't answer the question.
Well, I've never been happy with my representation. I have never had any representation.
He asked you, what is the responsibility they have?
Yeah. The courts have ruled over and over again that they're not...
The constituents serve the citizens, meet the needs of the citizens, but they have to be... Mm-hmm. You don't just elect them and put them in there and not converse with them and then walk away. You have to be involved in your government to get the results you want.
I have been involved. I ran for governor. My slogan was, since my name is Nobody, my slogan was nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power. But I'll tell you what, there is no justification for having a government when that government does nothing but plunder the citizens for money and provides no services, and is not required by its own rules to provide any service.
David,
nobody should be forced to pay for services they don't want and they don't receive.
I feel so bad for you, David.
We're not forced to. We choose to. You understand that, huh?
You're not forced to pay taxes. That's the one thing the police do. Don't you know what happens if you don't pay your taxes? What happens when you don't pay your taxes? Is there some violence?
A generalized statement, then you break it down to one thing in particular. You throw a generalized statement at me, then try to hit me with one thing.
This is not rocket science, David.
You don't like it when I'm general, you don't like it when I'm specific.
Just be honest. You know what happens when somebody doesn't pay taxes. I mean, I feel bad for the guy.
Government thugs show up, and they throw you in prison.
That's you, David. You would show up if you were still in that role, whatever it was, whatever policing. He did say he was a police officer of some sort in the past. Sheriffs or, the local cops, they will show up to your house and throw your ass out on the street. And if you don't go, they'll shoot you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.